The bankrupt ski resort in West Windsor could become a year-round haven for outdoor sports. But first, the town has to raise enough money to buy a big chunk of the land. VPR's Charlotte Albright has more.
Long before developers started pouring and losing millions of dollars into a luxury hotel, condos, and a fitness center, Mount Ascutney was just a low-key, affordable place for local families to socialize on skis. That's what it could become again. Plus, mountain biking, horseback riding, and hiking, if West Windsor selectman Ted Siegler gets his wish. Trudging to the charred remains of a ski lodge that burned in January, Siegler imagines a brighter future for this property.
You'll see a lift operating in the wintertime, and we'll be skiing here again. That's what we're hoping. And in the summer, there'll be mountain bikers riding here, and it'll be becoming a vibrant, small recreation area again.
But that will take money, about $900,000. West Windsor voters agreed to allocate about $100,000 toward the purchase of 469 acres of the former Ascutney Mountain Resort and add it to the existing West Windsor Town Forest. The Vermont Housing and Conservation Board has just kicked in an additional $300,000, leaving about $500,000 to raise. The fundraising is being done by the Trust for Public Land, a national conservation group. Kate Wanner is the Trust Project Manager for Ascutney.
At the West Windsor Town Hall, she says this mountain rising in the middle of a valley teems with biodiversity.
With spruce and fir, all on acidic soils in a high elevation diversity. So there's lots of stuff going on that mountain and a lot more to protect than just the recreation.
And there's also a lot at stake for a local economy devastated by the closure of the resort. Kathy Fraser is the new owner of a general store just down the road from the mountain. She struggled to stay open this winter after the lodge burned down and the resort foreclosure ground to a close.
I looked at several different stores before I found the Brownsville General, and it just felt like a good fit. And then the fire happened, and it seemed like everything went topsy-turvy from there.
Fraser says the West Windsor Village of Brownsville is just too small to support the store without a big influx of tourists. Tourism is one reason Jim Lyle, a mountain biker, has been rallying teams to build 35 miles of trails on Mount Ascutney to help avoid further economic decline.
We've lost the ski area. With consolidation, we could lose the school. With the post office shrinking, we could lose the post office. If we don't have any kind of a vibrant community here, we could lose the general store. And then we have nothing. We have no community anymore.
And he sees the rebirth of recreation on Mount Ascutney as the town's salvation. The preservation plan also includes an online crowdfunding campaign with a July 1st deadline. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.